A rocky start. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Day one of the 118th Congress, and not much was accomplished as lawmakers couldn't reach an agreement on who should be House Speaker. California Republican Kevin McCarthy missed the mark three times.
I don't see how a few people, maybe it's five, maybe it's 20, sit because they want a gavel that they can't earn by the conference of themselves. That would be interesting to me. That's not what the constituents voted him for.
Democrat Hakeem Jeffries of New York got more votes than McCarthy, but not enough to secure the leadership post.
We're ready, willing, and able to get to work on behalf of the American people, but we don't have a partner on the other side of the aisle.
The House is expected to try again when it goes back into session at noon tomorrow. A new COVID-19 variant is on the rise in the United States.
The CDC says a new Omicron subvariant called XBB.1.5 is responsible for more than 40% of active COVID infections in the U.S. While the new strain appears to be more infectious than previous variants, Dr. William Schaffner of Vanderbilt University Medical Center says it does not appear to cause more severe disease. According to Dr. Schaffner, laboratory studies suggest new bivalent booster shots reduce the chances of severe disease, but according to CDC data, few Americans have gotten the updated shots, only about 17% of the adult population. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
The California Highway Patrol says the driver of a car that plunged off a cliff in Northern California, seriously injuring two children and another adult after dropping 250 feet, has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder and child abuse. Police say Dharmesh Patel of Pasadena will be booked into San Mateo County Jail after he's released from the hospital. The Highway Patrol said, based on evidence collected, investigators believe the plunge off the cliff was intentional. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
As the number of states where pot is legal grows, so does an alarming health trend.
A new study shows the number of kids, especially toddlers, accidentally eating edible marijuana rose from 200 a year to more than 3,000 between 2017 and 2021. 7,000 total reported to the nation's Poison Control Center. The study out of the Southern Illinois School of Medicine notes those are just reported cases. The rise has coincided with a growth in the number of states legalizing cannabis. It's legal in 21 states for recreational use, 37 for medical purposes. Reports and hospitalizations rose during the last 2 years of the study. Doctors say that may be due to COVID when more children were at home and able to find the edibles. Samantha Liebman, Fox News.
The U.S. territory fires its attorney general.
The attorney general of the U.S. Virgin Islands, who led a long legal fight against Jeffrey Epstein, has been fired by the territory's governor. Governor Albert Bryan Jr. has not released a reason for firing Denise George, but says in a statement that she would be replaced by Assistant Attorney General Carol Thomas Jacobs. George recently filed a lawsuit against J.P. Morgan Chase, alleging the company helped Epstein finance the illegal exploitation of women and children on the island and in other places. Her past legal battle with Epstein's estate resulted in a $105 million settlement. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Actor, director, teacher, and adapter Frank Galati, who was a pivotal figure in Chicago's theater community, has died. He was 79. Galati won two Tony Awards in 1990 for Best Play and Best Director for his adaptation and staging of John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath. He was also nominated for directing the 1998 musical Ragtime. On Wall Street, stocks fell on the first trading day of 2023 after closing out its worst year since 2008. The Dow lost 10, the Nasdaq off 79. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.